Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We are back, Pharrell, coast to coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today. Always on Tuesday and Wednesday, you get the extended Carver and Lisi, the very popular Sports Grid radio program that airs at 8 p.m. East every weeknight. So you get the extended version of that here on Pharrell Coast to Coast. Big final hour for us as we have tons of college football to get to. And maybe if I have time, and we'll see, maybe if we have time, there's hockey games tonight. I know it's going to be tough. I promised Joe a very large college football hour, and we're going to get all of it in. But we have to at least, at the end of the hour, give the numbers for all the hockey games. So we will do that, too, as a lot of other teams get things kicked off. Blackhawks actually playing two nights in a row, Joe, as they win in Pittsburgh last night, and now they're in Boston tonight, and they were plus 200 last night. I think they're plus 280 tonight, back-to-back nights on the road in Beantown against the mighty Bruins. So we have that going for us, too. Anything on last night's games, Joe, quickly? Like, the Coastal App State game was pretty crazy. There was a lot of weird stuff that happened in the fourth quarter of that game, but Coastal was able to get the job done on the road 27-24.
Yeah, finally, right? I mean, it was 17-10, and it looked like App State's defense was, like, going to take the game over. And you said it. The second half was wild in terms of that ball game, but Chadwell got the victory, and there you go. Not Chadwell.
I know what you mean. Grayson McCall, Joe, getting it done.
Well, he stepped up.
Carolina.
He hasn't been playing that well since that week one game against UCLA. He did step up with a couple of big throws in terms of the first half.
He did. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159, Sports Byline. Great to have everybody with us here. Liberty beat Jacksonville State. They covered. Good job by them. Middle Tennessee beat La Tech 31-23. We'll start with two games tonight, Joe, in college football. Again, Conference USA, as I was talking about with Davis. I love that they're doing Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So we're getting to see a lot of these teams over the last few weeks on these weeknights. UTEP visits FIU tonight. FIU right now is laying 3. Total's 43.5 in that one. And then you got Sam Houston State visiting New Mexico State. Now, Sam Houston State's getting 3.5. 42.5 is the total. They've covered a lot of numbers this year, Joe, but they've covered a lot of numbers getting a lot of points. They're not getting a lot of points tonight. A much shorter number as they go to New Mexico State.
Yeah, I mean, in the first game, I like the dog. I like UTEP because of their ability to run the football. I think that game could sneak over the 43.5, Carver. FIU last week played well, but I think that we can get over the 43.5. FIU does have a balanced offense as well. Sam Houston State gets the cover against Liberty. They were catching, I believe, 18.5 up to 19.5 in a lot of books, and they wound up going toe-to-toe with Salter and that offense. But I'll tell you what, I agree with you. Jerry Kill in this spot laying less than 5 points. The fact that it is basically a winnable ball game for New Mexico State. I mean, I think they should win this ball game by 7 to 13 points at the very least. Still like the quarterback play of New Mexico State. Think they have the slightly more athletic defense as well. New Mexico State is their side, in my opinion. And Sam Houston State, from the schedule perspective, could be getting a little beat up. I thought it would happen last week against a very run-heavy offense in Liberty. Maybe it happens on the road tonight against New Mexico State. So give me UTEP, the over, in New Mexico State in these matchups.
Any off-the-field problems for the New Mexico State quarterback this week? Or did he keep himself in himself in check this past week? Is he all right to go this week? No problems with him? There you go. Thursday and Friday, Joe despises anything that these kids do that doesn't involve football. They do stuff off the field. Joe doesn't like it. It takes away from the games. It takes away from the product. Not happy about it. All right, Thursday and Friday night. Since I won't be with you, especially on the radio side the next few nights, West Virginia and Houston, the Holgorsen Bowl in primetime. Is this the first time he's facing his old team, Joe? First time Holgerson's facing West Virginia
This spot? Yeah,
I think it is, right? Wow, yeah. -2.5 for the Mountaineers as they go into Houston, now part of the Big 12. SMU and East Carolina, -12.5 for SMU. I think the Friday night games, Joe, there's one really good one. Tulane and Memphis is a real good game on Friday night. -4.5 for the Wave, 54.5, a good total. Fresno State visits Logan and Utah State, laying 5.5. And Dion, back in prime time, standalone Friday night at home against Stanford, laying double digits, 11.5 with a 58.5 total. Is that too big for Dion on Friday night?
Well, out of principle, I'm taking Houston. I'll get to Dion in a second. Like Houston plus the points, I think SMU does roll. Like the over in terms of that ballgame, 49.5, I do. But Dion laying 11.5, they got four wins, right? Laying 11.5, they didn't cover last week as a 4.5-point favorite against Arizona State. I think they get it done. They win this game. They got five wins. They only need one more to become bowl eligible. So a very critical win. Daniels and Stanford completely one-dimensional. Should be all Shedeur Sanders on the offense.
I am stunned right now, Joe. I am absolutely stunned. Because you bash this guy Holgorsen. Bash him for years and years and years. Me and you together.
Yeah.
And you're taking him tomorrow night against West Virginia.
Yeah,
you're taking. Oh yeah, Holgorsen. Isn't Holgorsen the coach of Houston?
Yeah. So.
And you've been dragging this guy for years.
So, it's a 2.5-point number, Carver. I'm not sold on West Virginia and Neil Brown. What's the problem? Why? So let me get this straight. So if I bash a coach, I can never bet them. That's it. Never take them.
It's not that you bash him. You have never said a nice thing about him, ever. He's one of your five coaches on the list that you have.
Now,
you have
I'll give him props, list. Okay? He's got
Stay
two
away
players
from
in the NFL from last year. Clayton Tune and Tank Dell playing lights out, okay? The problem with Dana Holgorsen is that he doesn't make second-half adjustments. That's why I don't like him, because when his team is in critical spots and they're down or in a one-score game, he doesn't adjust very well to put his team in a position to win ball games. It's just status quo when he lays up. So that's the problem that I have with Holgorsen. The other factor is I'm not sold on Neil Brown on the road. Entering this year, Neil Brown had a 200 winning percentage on the road or on a neutral field. And even though they're 2-0 in the Big 12, that doesn't mean I just blind bet West Virginia. I mean, come on now. I'm smarter than that.
I'm on the Mountaineers. I'm on the Mountaineers.
You know what? You're gutless.
On the road tomorrow
you
night.
Are. I'm taking
I'm on
Holgorsen.
The Mountaineers. I can't wait to keep that audio.
I didn't get a
Holgorsen.
Chance to the other That's game. Right. I like Utah State over Fresno, too.
We got plenty of time. Come back. I actually want to talk to you a little bit more about this Tulane game. I want to know if you think we can get over that 54.5. So let's quickly go back to that before we get to Saturday's games. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver, I know Felici in for Scotty. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us here. BetMGM has you set up. $1,500 first bet offer. Use bonus code SG1500. This is for all new BetMGM Sportsbook account users. All you got to do, download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up and deposit at least $10 into your BetMGM Sportsbook account. Place your first wager and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if the bet loses. If the bet does lose, your bonus bets will be available once your initial wager is settled. That is BetMGM's $1,500 first bet offer. Bonus code SG1500. They are underway, Joe, in Philadelphia with the Braves and the Phillies. Two outs, and Riley just singled to center. So I told you Riley was about 385 with five homers off of Nolan in his career. He gets a hit right out of the gate off him, so you could push that up almost to 400 now for him. And we'll see if they can continue to move things along. Olsen's going to come up with a man on, and we'll see if he can do any damage. I want to quickly, Joe, go back to those games we had up, because I mentioned that I thought the best game, and I know I like to give you the business about Holgorsen. Tulane and Memphis, interesting game, of course, in the American here, with right now, I think it was Tulane minus 4.5, the road favorite there at the Liberty Bell, 54.5 with the total. Joe, that game smells like points to me. It smells like well over 54.5. It smells like both teams can get in the 30s. Are we looking at that type of game?
I think in order for Tulane to win, they want to run the football, and they want to obviously keep Hennigan and the offense on the sidelines. I mean, Memphis can go a little bit up-tempo. They could push a little bit more than I think Tulane can right now. So I lean to Memphis. Now, Memphis was in striking distance a couple weeks ago against Brady Cook, and they lost that ball game. That hurt me because I was sitting on a 10-plus win ticket with them. There's no margin of error right now to get, you know, the rest of the way. I lean to Memphis plus the 4.5 points. I do lean to the under, though, Carver, under the 54.5, because I think Tulane will want to run it, and I think they could get them into an ugly game. In the end, though, I still feel Memphis can win it.
I think Memphis can win it as well, Joe. I think I'm going to go after the total there. I'm probably going to stay away from both sides. And just quickly, I think that Colorado, I know that last week it was tooth and nail to win against Arizona State on the road. Stanford sucks. Like, they're really bad, Joe. And I could see Dion, standalone, primetime, Friday night game, I could see him rubbing a little dirt if he can get Shador going. Like, I could see him laying one up where it's like 49-17 Colorado. Like, I could see him running it up on the Cardinal there on Friday night. So I'm actually going to lay it, Joe, with Colorado on Friday
night. I'm with you.
In that one.
Think about it. It's a very important ball game. They got through their season win total. Congrats to you over the 3.5. Their defense has been playing a little bit better as of late. They're not giving up that much in terms of run support like they were in the early half of the season. They've made second half adjustments, and that's critical, you know, when you play a blue collar team like Stanford. First year head coach, and like I said, inconsistent, especially in third down opportunities. You got to believe that if Colorado jumps up early, they should roll in this ballgame.
Olsen ended up getting a little infield single, Joe, against the shift to the left-hand side of the infield. So first and second, and then Ozuna struck out to end the inning. So the Braves get nothing in the top half of the first. Phillies coming to bat in the bottom half against Elder. Of course, Schwarber will be leading off. Let's go to Saturday, Joe. Big Saturday in college football. Some excellent games, and we will start under the lights. South Bend, as Marcus Freeman's told us a billion times, fourth straight week that Notre Dame's got to play a night game on a Saturday night. He's got USC and Caleb Williams, rivalry game, coming in. Let's hear from the great coach about his opposition this week.
Well, we don't worry about beating USC as much as how do we continue to focus on reaching our full potential. And that's the pressure I put on our team and our program, is what are we doing to make sure we reach our full potential? And the result of that will be the result of that. And so that's my concern and that's my focus is what do we have to do as a program to make sure we're performing the way we need to on Saturday night. And part of that is game planning for an opponent, right? It's a challenging, truly challenging team to prepare for. We know offensively they are probably the best or one of the best in the country, that and the most challenging you'll have to prepare for. And defensively, you know, I've heard the things that, you know, hey, maybe their defense isn't as good. Their defense is talented, and all you got to do is watch the film and see how they play. So they got an extremely good football program. They're 6-0, and it's a tough challenge for us, but we'll be ready.
Yeah, they're talented, Joe, but they've given up 40 points last week to Arizona, who, let's call it like it is, they don't really have like a fifth of the talent Notre Dame has on offense. Not that Notre Dame does anything with it. They gave up a ton of points to Colorado the week before that. And look, Shador's good that they don't have as much talent as Notre Dame. I'm sorry, Joe. I better see this team score some points on Saturday night. I don't like, you know, I'm down after what I saw the last 2 weeks. Even the win against Duke, I didn't like the way they played. Last week, completely gutless effort on the road at Louisville. I want to see this team against that defense. I want to see them put some points on the board. And I got to tell you, Joe, we talked about this last night too. Notre Dame's now -3 in this game. Total 60.5. Joe, they're winning this game. The line says Notre Dame's going to win, in my eyes. The line's telling you it's Notre Dame. Notre Dame's going to win.
Yeah, this is a tough one, Carver. I told you, in South Bend, they've won the last 4 meetings, and they've won them handily by double digits. So it comes down to, can USC make adjustments to stop the run? Because, you know, I'll tell you right now, Aldrick Estime, the offensive line, and the rushing attack are potentially going to try and take this game over just the way they did against Ohio State. And, you know, if they can run the football, they're going to win by double digits. If they can't, or they fall behind to Caleb, then, you know, Marcus Freeman has to rely on Sam Hartman, and he didn't allow him to do it against Ohio State. He struggled against NC State last week. The game plan sucked. One-dimensional, third down conversions were terrible. So if they fall behind, it's going to be a long day. I'm telling you this right now, I might be on the dog.
Well, look, I know I'm saying that. I'm only saying to you that the line says to me that Notre Dame's going to win.
I buy into Notre Dame here. I really do, but right. But I'm concerned.
I don't blame
about
you for not
coaching advantage. I don't blame you for not buying in. But does Freeman have the advantage over Lincoln Riley? I mean, I don't think Lincoln Riley's a big game coach either. But you still got to believe.
I think
in
he's
this.
Coached more big games.
Right.
I think he's
well,
coached more
it.
Big games than Marcus Freeman.
That's it. Right, and the way McCord played isn't going to be the way Caleb plays in this game.
No, it's not. And that's what worries me, Joe, because if this becomes a game that's score for score, the Irish have no shot in a game like that. They just don't. Their offense isn't as good as USC's offense. Now, their defense is better, but if that great defense, vaunted defense, isn't getting stops, they're not going to win this football game. And I think it's going to come down the same way as the Ohio State game did. If they got the ball last, they're going to score and win, USC. It's just that simple. If it's a close game and USC's got the ball, I don't think the Notre Dame defense will stop them. Maybe they can at least get 11 guys on the field this time if it's close game late. Maybe coach can at least figure that out if he is. I'm down on the
Let
coach,
Let me ask
Joe.
You this.
Down
Let
on
me,
the coach.
I know we're going to break.
Yeah.
That he loses this. He's got 3 losses with Sam Hartman. Is he on the hot
yeah,
seat?
It's a bad year. It's like it's a different kind of bad year. Last year was bad because he lost, you know, to teams he should never lose to. Should never lose games to Marshall and to Stanford. You shouldn't lose them. But now, you got a big gun like Hartman. You're losing the close games again. It just doesn't work for me, Joe. It doesn't. Line says they win, but I haven't completely bought in yet. Coast to coast, we'll come back. Got a lot more games on Saturday to go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid, Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. We're going through all the big games this week in college football with the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go over to two, Joe Lisi. All right, Joe. Notre Dame, USC, maybe the biggest game on the card this week. Some would actually say, though, Joe, it is a top 10 matchup in the Pac-12 up in Washington as the Ducks and the Huskies get together. Final time in the Pac-12 before they both hop, skip, and a jump to the Big Ten starting next year. We have two big quarterbacks here, two of the Heisman favorites with Michael Penix and Bodacious Bo Nix. Here is Oregon head coach Dan Lanning on the huge matchup Huskies.
Yeah, obviously a big game, and no game's bigger than the next one, right? It's the next game. That's why it's a big game for us. But I think it's great that, you know, their teams put themselves in position to create this environment, and our team's, you know, done this to create the same environment. So it'll be exciting. Certainly appreciate this rivalry, and it'll be fun for us out there.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah. Joe. Not a lot from Dan. You don't get much from him. That's for
He's a good coach, Dan, though. I tell you what.
For sure.
I, you know, you worry about Lanning just being a great defensive coordinator where Kirby Smart winning the national championship. He's turned out to be a really good head coach and really has his team prepared. I will say from the rivalry perspective, Carver, this is one of the most underrated rivalries. These teams absolutely hate each other. People don't realize this. This goes deep. You know, there's been fights. This rivalry is unbelievable. And when you look at the matchup, two top quarterbacks of the potential Heisman Trophy, it's going to go down to the wire. But I really like a side, and I think the side is Washington, the home team. I think they got the better quarterback, the more consistent offense, and I think they might have the potentially better secondary heading into this ball game.
Last year, Joe, of course, Washington got them in Eugene 37-34. Was a great game. Washington laying the three here. A healthy, healthy 67.5 for the total. I like Washington, Joe. I'm on the Huskies and Penix.
Yeah.
I'm going with
me
them.
Me too. Here's typically, and I know it's different coaching staffs and everything, but if you're using ATS numbers, you could look back at the history of Oregon as a potential road team. Heading into this year, they were just 20-24 over the last 6 years on the road or on a neutral field site. That's under 500. So they play much better in Eugene than they do on the road. Not only that, though, we go to the defenses. Do we believe Oregon has the better defensive front? I think it's Washington right now, holding opposing offenses to 3.7 yards per carry, have a little bit better third down defense. I think that's where this game is won or lost, and I think Penix is a step above Bo Nix. That's not a knock on Nix. It's just that I think Penix is more efficient with those wide receivers as well.
Go to the SEC next, Joe. Of course, Alabama has gotten themselves back on track, you could say, after the early season loss to Texas. They've gotten into conference play now, taking care of business, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, Texas A&M. Now, Arkansas will be next for them at home in Tuscaloosa on Saturday. We always play Nick. I figure we give Nick a break this week, Joe, because we have Sam Pittman on the other side, and Sam's having bit of a rough year. I mean, Arkansas's lost some tough games. They've lost some crazy games. Sam says Alabama, they're still pretty good on the other side.
Usually when Arkansas plays Alabama, they're number one or two. They're a little lower in the rankings.
Oh, they're all the way down to 10 or 11.
Yeah, I know. But seriously, you know, they had an uncharacteristic home loss. I know it's to Texas, and they're playing real well.
It was Texas.
Yeah, what's your take on Alabama? Maybe people thinking, well, they're still good, obviously, but they're not the usual Alabama.
Oh, they can go up there, line up, and play anybody. I mean, they can. They've got the talent. They, we're catching them now where they're really getting into their groove. Their defense is fantastic, and offensively now they're doing what they can do to score points and have success.
Yeah.
I mean, I like listening to Sam. He's like, I think they line up and play with anyone. Yes, Sam, they absolutely can line up and play with anyone. What do you think here in this spot, Joe, for Alabama? We've seen Arkansas, you know, like I said, they played close games. They played high-scoring games. 19.5 is a pretty sizable number for this Alabama group and what they've done offensively. But it seemed like Milroe maybe turning the corner last week, where maybe this doesn't seem so out of the question for them to do this.
Well, he threw for 321, Carver, and, you know, the defense stepped up against Max Johnson for some critical stops in the fourth quarter. That was a gutty effort by the defense after they trailed 14-7. I will say, in terms of last year, this was the game Bryce Young gets hurt. Jalen Milroe comes in the second half, and they win that ball game and cover the number in Fayetteville. Last time, you know, Alabama was here, they laid a 20.5-point number, and they barely won by 7 points. Arkansas has had a gauntlet. They played BYU, LSU, A&M, and Ole Miss. This will be their fourth straight road game or on a neutral field since the BYU game. And they haven't had consistency with Rocket Sanders. He came back last week. They did cover the number, had the ball to potentially tie that ball game up against Ole Miss and Jackson Dart. KJ Jefferson is still alive. He's still playing well. Threw for 250 last week, 289 a couple of weeks ago against LSU. He could potentially carry them within the number. I'm taking the points with Arkansas. Tennessee on deck for Alabama. So that's why I'm taking with the points.
I kind of like the over, Joe, with the 46.5. I feel like this game could go one or two ways. I think Alabama could absolutely throttle them, and maybe they could come close to this number by themselves, and I won't need much from Arkansas to get over it. Or, like you just said, maybe this game's competitive and both teams are in the 20s and I can get over the number that way. So I think there's a couple avenues to get over this 46.5. So that's where I'm going to be going in this game here. And it's a early kick, too, Joe. That's an 11 local, 12 East, 12 noon kick there in Tuscaloosa on Saturday. Well, Miami coming off an embarrassing loss to Georgia Tech last week. Everybody knows about that. Mario not having the quarterback take a knee, fumble the football. Maybe really didn't fumble the football, but it was called a fumble. Georgia Tech scores two plays later, and they lose. Here's Big Chest, Mario Cristobal, saying his players have put it behind him, Joe, and they're focused and ready for North Carolina this week.
That's not true. We have done it before in practice. We work in a 4-minute. We didn't do it Saturday, and we should have. Like I mentioned before, I take complete ownership for it.
Next question, please.
Do it with honesty, right, and transparency. Honestly. Go and fix all the things that we can do better. Realize the opportunity in front of us. Understand what football is, very much like life. You know, we owe it to ourselves and to our players, to our entire organization, like we do our very own families, to look each other right in the eye and demand the best.
What is he
talking
about?
The absolute truth from each other, so you can always go forward. And that's what we do.
And
the way
Mario.
That we train our
come
players,
home.
The type of DNA and the players that we recruit, DNA. We expected a good response today, you know, and that's what we got.
That's your boy. I knew you'd like that. So, you know, come home, you know, treat each other. Shut up. All right, win a football game.
Mario,
I know one thing, Joe. Here's one thing I know. They got problems with North Carolina all the time. They always got problems with North Carolina. The Tar Heels are -3.5 at home. 57.5 is the total. I'm on Drake May. On Saturday night, Joe. Drake May at home. Lay it. I'm going to lay it, Joe. I said it.
Good. They've lost four straight to North Carolina. Last two have been by a total of 6 points, 3 points apiece. But I'll tell you what, if you're Mario Big Chest and you blew that game last week, this team does not come out flat. I do like their ability to run the football, averaging 212 on the ground, converting 50% of their third down opportunities. Tyler Van Dyke has played well as well, well over 65% completion percentage, and the strength of the Hurricanes happens to be the front seven, holding opposing offenses to less than 80 yards rushing on the day. I'm taking Miami in a bounce back spot. Give me the 3.5 outright. Big Mario bounces back in a big way in Chapel Hill. Love it.
Outright. Outright, you're taking Miami. Wow, you said it. I can't believe it. Quickly, let's
run
get Ryan
right
Bain
down their throat.
I know. Of course, Joe, Purdue has this thing where they beat top five teams every once in a while. 17 wins against the AP top five opponents as an unranked team. That includes 2018 when they beat Ohio State there at West Lafayette. This time is where they'll be again. Let's hear from Ryan Day. Does not want to. You know what, Joe? I'm going to hold off on Ryan Day because I know you're going to want to respond after Ryan gets done, and I'm not going to have time to do that if I play it right now. Either way, we'll come back and hear from Ryan about how his team can't have that same letdown, this Purdue magic against top five teams, and it'll be a tough road trip for the Buckeyes. We also have Kirby Smart, and then I got several other games to get to as well. They're in the top bottom of the second, Joe, in Philly, scoreless here still. Braves and Philadelphia. So maybe, Joe, we might be looking at ourselves to take the live over at some point here. We'll have to get that efforted as well. It's been very quiet between these two teams. Not a lot of base runners either. All right, for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. We'll come back. Sports Grid Radio. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio. Great to have you with us. Scoreless after two. Phillies get nothing going in the bottom of the second. They go to the top of the third in Philadelphia. Get big game three NL Division Series. All right, Joe, I promise you Ryan Day. I gave you all the numbers. Purdue with more wins against top five teams as unranked team than anyone else in college football. They did it to Ohio State in 2018 as well in West Lafayette. Ryan Day says he does not want his team to get tripped up at Purdue.
Yeah, we call it the competitive stamina, and we still do. We still talk about that, bringing it every week, and it's something that comes up this time of year because of exactly what you're saying.
Competitive stamina. This guy is such a
clown. It's not about the team we're playing. It's always about us, but you know, we're just in a constant grind to get better and to improve in all these different areas. And,
it's always been Ohio versus everybody.
You know, our first goal was to win the first game, then, you know, win the next 10, and then win the rivalry game. And, you know, we have these goals. And so we knew this was going to be a long stretch. We talked about it during the bye week. And you got to bring it every week. That's, you know, part of the deal. When you come to Ohio State, you're not allowed to have a bad day.
Not allowed to have a bad day, Joe. Ohio against the world. Where's Lou Holtz now? So Ohio State off a bye week. Now gets Purdue. This is a 19.5 number here. Buckeyes favored on the road. 49 flat is the total. I would love, Joe, nothing more than Purdue to magically continue this trend where they beat top five teams as an unranked opponent. I would love it. I don't see it. Can they stay within this 19.5, though?
They could. They didn't play bad last week against Iowa. They were getting 1.5, and they lost 20-14. Hudson Card had the ball on a two-minute drive, couldn't convert. I will say this. Purdue did me rotten last week, so now this will be the week that they cover, and I'm not going to bet them in any capacity, so you should jump on them because, here's the thing. The way Ohio State now covered against Maryland, they've been getting by the skin of their teeth. And it's either going to be, you know, a 50-3 win, or this is going to be 27-24 fourth quarter with McCord potentially having to pull it out.
You know, Joe, I think I mentioned there before I played the clip that Ohio State was coming off a bye. They were coming off a bye last week against Maryland. I just decided to permanently block the Maryland game out of my mind and not think about it anymore because of him covering that game at the end after Maryland covered for 57 minutes for them not to cover. That's why, Joe, I chose to ignore the Ohio State-Maryland game a week ago. As of now, Joe, I want nothing to do at all with this, Joe. Nothing to do
with it.
Their
defense
isn't
bad, Carver. Tyrone Tracy didn't get involved last week with the rushing attack. And Hudson Card was inconsistent for like three quarters and finally turned it on against Iowa. Too little, too late.
All right, Joe. Final one I got for you before I give you a couple racks of games is number one, Georgia hits the road this week. They're laying a heavy number against Vandy. They have been the number one team all year long. They're the two-time defending national champions. Of course they're the best team, but don't let Kirby or don't ask Kirby about that because, Joe, he doesn't care about being the best team right now. It's about who's the best team at the end. Here's Kirby Smart.
What do you say to critics saying Georgia hasn't looked like a number one team after tonight's performance?
I don't say anything to them. I'm worried about our performance for Vanderbilt. I mean, I didn't say anything when we didn't look well. I'm not going to say anything now. I'm really concerned with what we can do from this game to get better for the next one because we want to be elite at getting better.
Do you feel like you were the number one team in the country tonight?
I don't care. I want to be the number one team at the end of the year, and the goal to get there is to get better. I could care less what anybody ranks us.
There you go, Joe. 31.5.
Blue collar.
Georgia on the road at Vandy. 31.5. 55.5 is the total.
Yeah. We know about Vandy.
Big number, Joe.
0-7 against the spread. Here's what I can tell you from experience. Betting on Georgia and betting against Georgia when it comes to Vanderbilt. They love hammering the Commodores. They do. Go back 21.5. I think it was 2015, 2016, opening week. I thought Vanderbilt would come to play. They got absolutely crushed. Kid missed a field goal at the end, too. And Kirby Smart understands what it means to win a conference game. They do have a tough slate late October. Look for a lot of Kendall Milton, Dejon Edwards, and let's not forget Carson Beck. Now, three straight games for over 300 yards. He's playing as well as any quarterback in the nation right now. I can only look Georgia.
Yeah, oh, believe me, I won't be looking at Vandy. I won't be looking at them, Joe. But certainly, I don't know if I'm going to dip my toe with Georgia, but I will definitely not be doing it with Vanderbilt. All right, here's the rest that I've got for you. Indiana visits Michigan. This, of course, is another heavy, fat number for you. Syracuse heads to Tallahassee. Big number, 17.5. Iowa State and Cincinnati. Iowa State's been good to us here as they go on the road, catching some points against the Bearcats. Cal visits Utah for an early kick. Rice Eccles and UMass and Penn State. I put that up there, Joe, because as we know, James Franklin likes to cover very large numbers. 41.5. Nice to squeeze that game in here in mid-October to have the Minute Maid come into Beaver Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably take the points with UMass. I mean, it's a potential letdown spot. I'm serious. I'm not kidding you. Last year in Beaver Stadium, I forget who it was, Central Michigan pushed them to the limit after they lost. They boat raced Ohio. They didn't cover that 29.5-point number, so I would probably take UMass, even though they have only one game under their belt. I do like Iowa State and Rocco Becht over Cincinnati. I think they're trending. Indiana went toe-to-toe with Michigan last year in Bloomington. It's a lot different when they're in Ann Arbor, but I probably would take the points with the Hoosiers just because it's a conference game. I think they could be within the number. Same thing with Syracuse. I think Syracuse potentially could play with Florida State. Cal, I think, gets absolutely abused. They gave up well over 250 yards to DJU through the air and 5 touchdowns. Even though they ran it for 241, Utah's going to smash them in Rice-Eccles.
Next, Texas A&M visits the Vols in Knoxville, Joe. This is a big game for Jimbo, especially coming off losing to Alabama right now. Right now, -3.5 for Tennessee. Kansas -3. They're not going to have Daniel, or he's doubtful. I'm sure he's not going to play in Stillwater against Oklahoma State. Iowa and Wisconsin, big number for Wisconsin, as we know. And Louisville visits Pitt, 7.5 for them. And Auburn visits LSU, Joe, and as we know, LSU's defense has been very, very bad the last few weeks. They've been giving up tons of points. Braves are on the board. RBI single for Ozzie Albies, 1-0. Braves lead the Phillies in the top of the third. Go ahead, Joe, give me those.
Yeah, two of them I really like. I really like Texas A&M over Tennessee. This is not the same Tennessee offense that we've seen with Hendon Hooker. They're rushing for 231. Why is that important? Because that goes right into the strength of Texas A&M, giving up 53 rushing yards per game, less than 3 yards per carry. They held Alabama to 23 rushing yards on the afternoon in that loss. Not only that, but one of the top third down defenses in all of college football, 25% on third down conversions. That's huge to allow Texas A&M, I believe, to be within the number. And I like Max Johnson on the road. I lean to Oklahoma State. Like I mentioned, the fact that this line, in my opinion, should be more of a pick. Kansas abused them in Lawrence. It's a revenge spot. Lean to Oklahoma State, but I don't love it. I love Wisconsin over Iowa. Think Mordecai should break out over Deacon Hill. I like Pittsburgh plus the points in a letdown spot against Louisville and Jack Plummer. And I really like LSU. Call me a homer. Here's the difference. They have the much better quarterback. Auburn's offense is only averaging 156 passing yards per game. LSU, one of the top third down offenses in all of college football, 56%. Jaden Daniels, 19 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He could run it. He ran it for 130 yards last week. And keep an eye out. Nobody's talking about this. The two next best elite LSU wide receivers, Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, have combined. Are you ready for this? 83 receptions, over 1,300 receiving yards, and 15 touchdowns already, and we're only in week number 7. All LSU in this ballgame.
I'm not going to disagree with you there. Auburn's offense is pathetic. I just can't see them be able to take advantage of a poor LSU defense. And I'd never have a problem, Joe, calling you a homer with anything. So, no, I never have a problem saying that to you. NC State visits Duke this weekend. We have Arizona up to Wazoo against Washington State. Wyoming and Air Force, a big game in the Mountain West here on Saturday night. Missouri visits Kentucky, Kentucky minus 2.5. And UCLA heads to Corvallis to see the Beavers. Another good Pac-12 game.
That could be, that slate of games could be my favorite of the whole day. I'll tell you why, because I really like two underdogs. I love, this could be a Lisi best bet, NC State plus the points over Duke. Riley Leonard is a game time decision, but you look at the strength of Duke, averaging 199 rushing yards per game. Again, that goes right into the strength of NC State, holding opposing offenses less than 3.5 yards per carry, 29% third down defense. MJ Morris came in. I think they're live and poised for the upset, Carver, in Durham. Give me NC State plus the points. Love UCLA as well. Front seven is stout. Carson Steele and that offense can run it. Dante Moore a little bit inexperienced, but when you look at Oregon State, they gave up 241 against a mediocre Cal offense. UCLA, I think, wins it in Corvallis. Lean to Kentucky. You know how I feel about Air Force. I'm on a 17-1 ticket for Air Force to be undefeated this year. They have the best odds of anybody at plus 250 right now. I think they would just win it, baby. I think they should cover that 10.5 point number. And I'm on Cam Ward in a bounce back spot, better at home than they are on the road. Not sold on Arizona after the letdown to USC last week.
Man, going to NC State after you've been dragging them the last few weeks, too. You're going to go to the Wolfpack
now. When have I been dragging? I've never even bet them. What are you talking about?
You had a couple of those for Friday night. They had a couple Friday night games.
Louisville, they covered
there.
Against Louisville. They covered. You're nuts.
Come on, Joe. There you go.
Love NC State.
Love NC State. What do you got for Texas Tech and Kansas State? Go ahead. Give us the Joey McGuire play of the week, Joe. Give me the Joey McGuire play of the week.
I did this to Joey last week, and he came through for me. Joey McGuire, I'm talking to you, guy. It's time to put up or shut up. You got me the victory. You were flying sideline to sideline. Taj Brooks came on. He was one of the offensive players of the week in terms of the Big 12. Loved the way Brennan Morton played. I'm not sold on Will Howard. I know they lost. They have a little extra prep from a Friday night game, a night or two. I'm taking Texas Tech. They bounce back into form. The fact that they're playing at home in Lubbock, they're going to have a packed out stadium. Red Raiders roll, laying 1.5.
Wow, how about that? Stunning, Joe, to see you pick the Red Raiders at home against Kansas State. First and second, two out in the top of the third as Olsen walked. here. So Nola in a bit of trouble again. We'll see if he can get out of it. We will come back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High, Joe Lisi. We'll wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Joe Lisi in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. All right, Joe, they go to the bottom of the third, as Nola did get out of that. Phillies coming to the plate. They are down now in this game as the Braves have now pushed a run across. So we have that cooking. Game three of that division series, 1-0 Atlanta leads. We have hockey tonight, Joe, quickly. Obviously, openers for most of these teams, except one that played last night. Montreal is in Toronto against the Leafs. Leafs are some heavy lumber here at -300. You get +240 for the Canadiens, 6.5. You've got the Blackhawks, who, as we mentioned, won in Pittsburgh last night. Tonight they're in Boston, Joe, +275 for the Blackhawks in Beantown, -350 for the Bees. There you go, flat six. This is actually up to 6.5 now with the total there. What else do we got here? Oilers and the Canucks, Joe. Connor McDavid, Joe? One goal, two goals? What do you want to do with Connor McDavid tonight?
Let's go two. Two and over.
You want to play two goals?
Yeah,
let's go.
Two
I'm
over.
In.
All right, let's
All
do
right.
it.
All right, that game starts at 10 East, so we could talk about that on the radio show tonight. There's the rest. Ottawa and Carolina, Colorado and L.A., and Winnipeg and Calgary all start their seasons tonight in the NHL. All right, Joe, great job as always. I will see you tonight, 8 East, for Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio. I will not be here the next couple days. Scotty's, of course, back tomorrow. He'll have the Prime Minister with him. I'm off to the Cape Cod Irish Open for the next few days, but I will be with Joe tonight, as always. So, Joe, I look forward to it, and I'll absolutely call you from the Cape with the picks on Friday,
Wait.
Don't worry. I'm not going to leave you hanging with the picks, that's for sure. Great job by Mafia. Good job by Gabe Morenci. Cam Stewart with the golf picks. We had Davis Maddock today as well. Game Time Decisions is next. For El Coast to Coast, Carver Ryan, Joe for Scotty. Catch some tickets tonight. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Everybody else will. On the grid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.